This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee, on Statewide 1, Talk Group 51.
K8BCW.
K8PKP, Mobile, Statewide 1.
K8BCW, good afternoon.
K8BCW, from K8BKP, good afternoon. The sun is shining over here in Grand Rapids, and get ready to watch people's trash cans roll around on the ground tonight.
Oh, nice. You're the first contact I've had in Grand Rapids on this system. That's cool. My original hometown, Lowell, actually. I live in Harbor Springs now, up in northern Michigan, and we've got a tower here in Petoskey that ties into the system, but I'm coming at it on a hot spot. We're looking at probably 7 to 11 inches of snow tonight, if the forecast can be believed.
Well, hello to Harbor Springs. I'm currently over in Grandville, Westa, GR. Cabela's over here, has some good deals on ammo, so I'm heading over there. Good luck with the 7 inches of snow. We're supposed to get 60-mile-an-hour gusty winds tonight. After the crazy storm we had on Tuesday night, we had severe flooding in Grand Rapids here. But, that's cool that you're coming through a hot spot. I've got 3 hot spots sitting on a shelf at home and haven't set any of them up for this network. I should probably do that at some point.
Good on you, stocking up on ammo. Never can have enough of that. Hotspots are cool, man. They're a little bit finicky. There's a lot of settings and a lot of things to do, particularly if you're going to use DMR on multiple talk groups with different services, whether it's Brandmeister or TGIF. Lots of little trial and error, but I've been happy with mine. It's working great. I built it myself and programmed it myself, and like I said, lots of trial and error, but I think I got it working good now.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's been a while since I played with DMR, getting back into it now that I can get on the state system. And I've got a hotspot set up for TGIF, a hotspot set up for Brandmeister, and then I had a hotspot set up for System Fusion. Those are fun to play with. I got to get them back out and set them back up. I'm sure I got to reconfigure a whole bunch of stuff. Got new Wi-Fi routers and all that stuff, so I'm sure I'll have to plug them in and actually configure them. Are you running a full Raspberry Pi? Are you running a Raspberry Pi Uno? What are you using for their hotspot?
Yeah, I've got a Raspberry Pi. I think it's a 3 Bravo, and is it MMDVM on it with PiStar system? And I've got, Brandmeister talk groups, TGIF talk groups, and my ICOM D-Star all running through it. So, like I said, there were lots of settings to get all that stuff to work correctly, but it's working good now, and it's pretty convenient when I'm hanging out in the basement of my house where I may not be able to get into the repeater with FM.
Hey, Roger that. Aren't Raspberry Pis fun? Back in the day when those things used to be 25 cents a board, and now find them, or $25, and now they're all $50, $60, $70 just to get a Raspberry Pi. I miss the days when you could just go buy 3 of them and stay under $100. I've got, probably 8 Raspberry Pis doing all sorts of weird things at the house, running ADSB, I've got an ATAC server, I've got some Broadcastify servers. I feel like I could trade those for some good money if I ever had to.
That's pretty cool. Your equipment rack must look like a Christmas tree. this was my first time working with a Raspberry Pi. I've known about them for a while, never really cared that much for what their functionality would be. Built mine up from scratch. Well, I take that back. I think, the board was plug and play, so it was no big deal. But I think all in with the with the cool case, I bought a nice one. It was like $130 for everything.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, $130 for everything's not too bad. But man, back in the day, back in 2018, you used to be able to get those so cheap. It's kind of a bummer now, but I do. I have a nice a mini rack, if you will. It's a 10-inch mini rack that they have gotten super popular now. We can 3D print the whole thing. So I have a bunch of different racks, you know, custom racks for switches and routers and different servers and Raspberry Pis. That's been my latest project. It's been fun to play with.
Yeah, very cool, man. That sounds awesome. I built my Raspberry Pi hotspot, last September, October, and bought a DMR radio to play with and had a little bit of success with it. I could get into the Brandmeister talk groups, but I couldn't get into TGIF, and our local analog repeater system has a tie over to a TGIF talk group, and I just couldn't get it working, so I put it aside and then dusted it back off again this winter and just got it up and running. And then stumbled across the MI5 network and started digging into my DMR radio and trying to use that a little bit more. So I'm pretty new to DMR, but it's kind of cool. It's fun. It's just another arrow in the quiver, right?
Another tool in the toolbox. Well, good on you for getting back into it. What radio are you using through it?
It's a VTech DMR 6X2, the clone of the Anytone 878.
Yeah, copy that. Let's see, you sound pretty great. Obviously going through a hot spot, but yeah, you sound really good.
Yeah, same for you. I wouldn't guess for a second that you're running mobile. Very, very clear signal, so you must be getting into your local repeater quite well, and your gear is doing you justice. Good job.
Yeah, I'm running an Anytone 578 in the truck, and then we've got a great repeater site on top of Butterworth Hospital right downtown Grand Rapids. It's got really nice coverage on it, really nice system. The MI5 system's pretty great overall. My favorite feature is they just brought back the last herd web browser UI, so you can go in and actually look who's talking. You can look at your stats, so your RSSI and how well you're doing into the repeater. So I'm very glad they brought that back to the system.
Yeah, I ran into that web page too, and that's pretty cool. It's been real helpful to do troubleshooting and see how you're getting in, et cetera. I just started jumping on this network about 2 weeks ago, and a couple of nice folks chimed in and helped me get some settings on my radio corrected so everything would work a little bit better and clearer, and we were using that last herd site to kind of double-check everything. So, yeah, I didn't realize it was something that was newly brought back, so what a great tool.
Yeah, I'd say within the last couple of months I brought it back. And yeah, it really is great. Just kind of like using on the hotspot on the PiStar page, you can see how you're doing, and it works well. But I'm pulling in the parking lot. I'm going to try to beat all the rush, the lunch rush, to grab some of this 9mm that's on sale here. So great to talk to you. Good to meet you. The name is Riley here in Grand Rapids. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. K-E-H-P-K-P. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, great chatting with you, Riley. Name here is Bentley, in case you didn't see that across your radio. I usually check in once or twice a day, so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk another time. K-8-B-C-W.
K-8-B-C-W, K-E-8-P-K-P. Just a heads up. I don't know if it's a configuration issue or maybe it's, I'm not sure how they have the hotspot connection set up. Your call sign on the last herd page comes in as Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo November Foxtrot. Just FYI.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I just got my new call sign approved this week. And I went down the rabbit hole of updating everything, radioid.net, Grandmeister, TGIF, everywhere. And apparently it still hasn't synced up through the radioid.net system. So I've been watching that, hoping that my new call sign will actually show up. So, yeah, that's me. But now I'm K8BCW.
I copy. Good deal. Good job on getting the vanity sign. Have a good day. We'll talk to you again. 73-K8-TKP.
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey is clear.
N-A-V-D-Z, N-A-V-D-Z, N-A-W-R-O, statewide one.
W-R-O, this is N-A-V-D-Z. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, just letting you know I'm in the lot. I'm at the destination. I was just looking for a contact in Myanmar here.
I was on FBI and was scanning, and NRO called me, and I don't know if I got back to you in time. This is N8VDZ. You there, Tim?
N8WRO, yeah, Mike, I copy you. The old scan got you again, eh? That does happen to the best of us, so. I just want to let you know I'm destinated here. I'm at the site right now, and I figure you might be en route.
Copy that. I am about 90 seconds away from, about 3 minutes away, 2 miles. So about 3 minutes away, and I'll be there too.
I copy that. N-A-W-R-O. I'll be clear after you. See you soon.
Copy that. I will see you there momentarily. November 8, Victor, Delta Zulu, standing by.
K-F-8-S, statewide one mobile.
K-E-8-V-S-I, what's up?
Did you fix it? Did you figure out what was wrong or no?
Yeah, I believe so. It's supposed to be top group 51 on time slot 1, which is what my radio said I was on. But I went into the code plug and it had the time slot was unassigned. So I assigned it and, this is the first time actually using it. So you tell me, is it working right and how's my audio? Because I upgraded the firmware as well and haven't made any adjustments on that.
You sound good to me. I mean, you're normally loud anyways, so you could probably turn down your gain and you'd be fine, but you're not, like, clipping or sounding distorted or anything like that. And you're not, what was happening yesterday is not happening today, so that was it. I didn't even know you could have an unassigned talk group. That's interesting. Time slot.
Yeah, it was weird to me, too. Let me pop in there to the digital contact and tell you. It was unassigned is not the right verbiage. Let's see here. Repeater slot. There's disabled TS1 or TS2, and I had it on disabled. So I switched it to time slot 1. And that other gentleman, I believe his name was Jeff, told me I had talker alias on. That's done at the channel level. And sure enough, that was on, so I turned that off as well. And I upgraded the CPS software and the firmware, and I'm just kind of going through all the settings now.
Yeah, sounds good. So I don't know what the latest firmware is. What was the date on the firmware? I wonder if I need to do mine. I mean, it's working, so I'm probably not going to do anything. But I'm just curious, have they been continuing on with the OpenGD77?
I've been reading about all kind of stuff, but I just did a search for what the latest is. Let's see what I got here. It shows me when I downloaded it. See if there's a firmware. No, it doesn't really say. Update on the file in the zip is December 15th, 2024, if that helps you.
Okay, yeah, then I'm probably up to date, because I haven't done anything in a while on this one. If anything, I just need to hook it up to the computer and update some of the frequencies, but, you know, this doesn't change often. So, but I need to get a new contact database. Everybody's been changing their call signs lately.
Yeah, I downloaded the new database as well, so I should be up to date on that.
Yeah, I think I have, for you, I've got you in my personal contacts. So, like, because you're in my personal contacts, it just says Greg, K-E-8-V-S-I, and I think that's pulling from the contact list instead of the mass, you know, the CSV database or whatever. But cool, yep, everything's working. Sounds good.
Okay, I went from, the default was 0 dB for mic gain on DMR. I went to minus 3. Is this any better?
Yeah, no, that's good. Much better than what you had before. I don't know if I'm louder now. How's my audio, like, level-wise? Is it a little too high? There's a little voice meter on here. I'm trying to keep it from peaking.
Didn't really have a reference except for the FM repeaters that I was listening to, and you sound right where you should be, so it sounds good so far.
Both you guys sound perfect now. NAZZ?
For gymnastics class, I'm at, just going over the bridge here, 94 and 23 mile.
All right. There was a double there. N8ZC, you said we both sound perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you. And you are much quieter than Davis, so I don't know. I could barely hear you when you said that.
I guess I better look at my mic gain. Oh, well, new radio here, too, I've been playing with, so I guess I'll go look at my mic gain. Thank you. You guys take carry on and take care of NHZC.
Yeah, just a little bit. You can go up a little bit, you'll be fine. Compared to Greg, just a tad quiet. But, yeah, if there's a one notch above, I think you'd be good there.
All right, so I think you mentioned, got a little confused with both of you talking there. You're taking your daughter to something. I didn't hear quite what.
Yeah, she's got a gymnastics class, 420, so I'm just driving there. We're a little bit early. probably could have left later, but yeah, it's on the other side of the bridge, so the first, like, light after the bridge, and in an industrial complex, which is an odd place, but yeah, that's where we're going.
All right. Very good. I didn't catch which bridge, though, so no big deal. All right. Very good. Yeah, you stopped the scan. I was listening to see if I could catch somebody to test with, and this worked out really well. So other than that, just all those settings that I lost with the firmware update, the backing up and restoring the flash didn't do me any good whatsoever. Everything was still messed up. So I think I'm in good shape now, and you sound fantastic, so that's cool.
All right, yeah, I'm going to go behind a metal building here, so I might lose the signal, so I will chat with you later. I'm glad everything's working. Yeah, this is a good radio. It's just, you know, it's more manual labor. But I really like the 9600. It fits in the little cubby hole in my car. So I will chat with you later. I'll listen out, though. KF8S.
Yeah, it was definitely a good find. I actually love it myself, too. So, you know, I've got the other one, the big one, but this is my daily driver for repeater and whatnot. So, all right, talk to you in a bit. KE8VSI. I'll be monitoring.
KE8VSI, NHZC again. Here is one notch higher and holding the radio about the same spot. Hope this is a little better. NHZC.
All right. You sound fine, but if you're nitpicking, you're definitely quieter than Dave, and I'm wanting to reach for my volume control when you started talking. It's not as bad as it was before, but I would go one more if I were you.
I'll give it another notch up. That'll be all I got. Oh, well. NHZC. Thanks.
All right. Very good. No problem. I'll be your KE8VSI.
All right. Here's full everything I got for Mike Dean. And they're trying to talk about the same tone of voice and holding HD about the same distance. So let's see how that does. And 8 said C.
N8ZC, this is N8CAF. That audio is pretty good. You sound very, very solid and a lot louder than you did before. What kind of radio is it you're using?
Well, let's see. We got Clifton on here this time. Hi, nice to meet you, Clint. Thanks for coming back. It's Anytone AT, what is it, AT878. UV 2 plus, something like that. Anyway, yeah, I've only had it a few days and got it all programmed up, and, you know, I guess I'm at the mercy of, you know, people letting me know also if I sound okay. I try not to yell on the radio or talk too close to it and have the thing off the side of my face a little bit, so I'm not spitting into the microphone either, so hopefully being heard's a good thing, and then hopefully not spitting and all that good stuff into it. I'm doing all right then, I guess. Oh, and you sound as good as well. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome anytime. And I was listening to the whole conversation you had earlier with the other two gentlemen. And so I said, okay, they're handling this. I'm going to sit back and wait. And, okay, yeah, you've got it. Sometimes with these HTs, like the one you're using and, you know, the one that I have, that's not what I'm on right now. The one that I have the Dolphin DM32UV. You have to turn the mic gains almost all the way up, if not all the way up, in order to be, you know, reasonably well heard. Just the thing to do with the radios. And thanks for letting me know that this one sounds good. This is an Elenco DR-MD500T that I'm talking on.
Oh, yeah, the Elenco's. I like the Elenco's. I've had a couple of the mobile DMRs and a couple of VHTs in the past, and they were really nice. I kind of unloaded the mobiles because, a little tough to see when you're going down the road, but here in the house they were really nice. But I'm real close to the Bancroft machine for MI5, like, 2 miles away, maybe. So I can get away with using an HT sitting here. But I, too, also have a Baofeng UV32, whatever it is, the fancy one. And I don't know. I think I'll go look and see what Mike gains on that. But nobody ever said anything anyways, but you know how that goes. But I'll have to take a look because it seemed like I had that about mid-level. We'll go take a look. So, nonetheless, name here is Kerry, in the call signs N8ZC, and coming to you via the Bancroft machine. Back to you, N8ZC.
Sorry about the delayed response there, Kerry. As you already know, I'm Cliff. Pleased to meet you. I'm about 3 miles away from the Mount Clemens machine, so I always get in with a handheld or a mobile or whatever it is, too. And it's nice having them close by. One of the astounding things I found out is that DM32UV, I was using it about 10 miles away from the repeater as a handheld from inside the car, just on a rubber ducky, and I still made it into the Mount Clemens repeater.
Oh, I had done tests with mine similar, going into town, which was north of the repeater's Corona. And, I don't know, Corona to the repeater would probably be pretty close to that same distance, and I'd be in the repeater. So, yeah, that little Baofeng is impressive. The only reason why I got this is because I wanted to play around with APRS, and the Baofeng does only digital, and I could not make it work. I don't know what it is, but oh well, I got analog APRs working with this radio, but oh well. You know, what else we got to do with winter? Oh, which I'm completely sick of. This cold. I was really appreciating the warmer weather and the thought that it was promising that it was going to be spring sooner than later, but here we are back to the cold again. Oh, well. But it sounds like up north is supposed to get some snow in the next couple of days, so, well, after all, it is Michigan, I guess. Oh, well, I don't know. But anyway, I will cut you loose and listen out here. I got a couple chores to go to finish up before I call it a day, if you will, here at the house. But it's nice to make your acquaintance, and I'll keep an eye open for you. If you're around here, I'd like to listen to the MI5 machine here and a good bunch of guys. So, anyway, we'll catch you later, and again, I'll listen out. This is N8ZC.
Copy all of that. 73 is all. Again, nice meeting you. Good talking to you. Glad I could help you out a little bit there. And hope you have yourself a good rest of the day. Got a couple of chores I got to go take care of myself, so I'm going to go back to taking a standby. And with that, this is NHCAF, clear and monitoring.
This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey 80. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. N6WY. N6WY.
Here is W8DDD Pebble, testing on from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
W8DDD, KEFGW. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, KEFGW, W8DDD, it sounds like we answered your question.
Sounds good. Make sure everything's working good. So, thanks for helping me test it out. Yeah, I asked about from at the club.
Yeah, I'm glad to help. I mean, heck, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have the radio. I wouldn't have my other radio. So, yeah, I'm always there to help out.
Thank you, for sure. Thank you. Anyway, I'm going to run. I'm at work, so I'll talk with you later. WDDD-KDW.
Hey, sounds good, Brad. I'll have to, I'll send you a message on Facebook since you're at work and let you know what's going on over in this neck of the woods. KE8FJW, W8GDD.
KE8XJF, Houghton, Hancock, monitoring.
Yeah, hello, your side of the UB from Sault Ste. Marie. This is W8DDB. I missed your call sign. I was just walking away from the radio.
E8MXG with a frog in my throat, I guess. Paul out of Hancock, Michigan, actually, and right down in the Novi area talking out of a Novi repeater.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard Houghton Hancock in there, so I thought you were up here in the UP. See, the Mackinac Bridge was open for about 15 minutes today, and it closed twice for, they have about a half of inch of ice up on the cables that has started to fall, so it'll be probably closed until it starts getting a little colder, so the ice quits falling.
Got the text messages a couple of times. My phone was busy over that. I'm glad I'm not heading up that way right now.
Yeah, we've got somebody else heading up north from our amateur radio club. He spent some time down in Florida, and he was about 2 hours or so south of the bridge when it closed back up. So we'll see. Anyway, nice chatting with you for a few. I got to grab a little bit of dinner before I have to take my son to work, so I'll say 73, and maybe we'll talk to you again soon. This is W8PDB. Our name here is Doogie, and I'm in Sault Ste. Marie.
Hey, well, time with me. I appreciate it. This is KC8MXG. Clear.
KC8MXG,
KVSWR.
KC8MXG. Evening, Paul. Yeah, you have to get some of them fellas up there in Houghton to... I think you guys got the DMR stuff up, network up there, don't you, in that area?
Where I'm located, which is about 10 miles out of town, I am lucky if I can hit anybody. Typically, I'm closer to all of a sudden, I'm losing my mind, my memory. I'm out of town far enough that I have a hard time getting out, even with an antenna that I hang from the ceiling of the house.
Okay. I think there is a DMR network up there, is there not, in the Houghton area, or is that, where am I thinking? One of those big spots up there has got something, right?
We have some coming out of the college in town. Channel 51, the other one, B. And I do have an ID on them yet, but I haven't been able to raise them where I am up there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know I looked at it a while back, and there was a little bit of DMR presence up there on the college. I didn't know how much you got used, but always looking to expand, so always got to ask the questions, right?
This is getting more and more widespread. I think it'll be like everything else, and I believe it's causing more people to be interested in being licensed above the Family Network and the group one. As a matter of fact, I got the book sitting in front of me, and I keep opening it and saying, well, you know, I can answer about 60% of these questions on the general. If I just work a little bit harder, maybe I can get the next license up.
I'm sure Brad's still listening, but I guess they had a Brad on a phone call before, though. But, he was our first venture into UP, so it's all downhill from here. We just got to get some more people to join up there, expand the network. There's some plans, but nothing's in stone yet, so see how it goes.
Club in the general area out of Hancock and Laurium and that area there that it seems like it's wide enough spread so that the last time they had a club meeting, I visited, and they had some people even from Wisconsin, which was a surprise because I had my granddaughter with me, and she pointed out one of the members, and she said, I know him, and I wondered why, and because he does magic, and he did magic in their school in Wausau, Wisconsin, which I thought was a delight.
At first, you're probably kind of concerned, but then once you found out, I can imagine changed. Yeah, that's kind of neat. How they remember that stuff.
Spend more time with my grandson up there. My grandson is out of Newberry, and he's a member of he's an enrolled member of the tribe up there, and but doesn't know a word. I mean, he's young. I understand that, but he. he doesn't have the exposure that I wish he had. So I'm planning on spending more time with him because I do have some friends that I'd like him to meet. Go ahead.
There you go. It's about making the memories and spending the time. So it's all about. I remember many weekends going up north with Grandma and Grandpa. That was a thing, so. Do it while you can, for sure. All right, well, I heard you say you were from up there, so didn't know if you had people you knew up there that you passed along. But I'm glad you had your program and you were able to get on down here. We got the one, the Brad's got the one in the Sioux, and then we have one in Harbor Springs area. It's called Petoskey, and then one in... right now it's not in Mackinac. It's south of that a bit, but the plans are to put it in Mackinac, so it's listed as Mackinac. My whole intent was to have something to be able to cover the island on a handheld. So once it's in its final resting spot, should be no problem my handheld from the island. But anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the network. KCNM XG KBNF WR. Second off.
WACMN. Answer a quick question. I see you're registered out of Fenton. You've got an antenna there. Are these antennas open for roaming?
Yeah, I'm coming in on a cross lane because I drive truck, and it's just easier for me to come in through a node. If you have a Motorola radio, yeah, you can. We have the 16 frequencies, actually 17, but you put one in the membrane and then you put 16 in the roam list, and you can roam across the network. And we reuse the frequencies, so once you have the frequencies in your roam list, it doesn't really what it says on the display, but you know, it still works. So hopefully that answers your question. Is that what you were asking?
I'm on my next trip back. I'm hoping to see how far I can jump from antenna to antenna roaming with digital.
Yeah, do you have a Motorola radio, or what are you using?
An inexpensive BTEC. I've had Motorolas, I've had ICOMs, and they just sit around and gather dust because I'm just having, this seems to be a learning experience for me, and I guess that at 83 years old, anything that exercises my mind is good.
Sure. Well, the thing with the Motorola is the one that the only one does the true roaming. In the Motorola, there's others that attempt, but I don't think it works quite like the Motorola. One of them does a GPS area. They call it, I don't know if they call it roaming or what they call, but... In the true Motorola commercial radio, when you set the roam list, you don't ever have to change channels. I can drive across the state if I was native on a system, and there's a few people that do and never have to change the channel. You just key up, and you know it knows by signal strength where it should be.
The technology, I think, sounds almost like the government or law enforcement's digital tracking system, where you can almost talk all over the state because you're actually routed through the state police towers.
I have enough money to do that. A lot of personal money, you know, we've got some grants, but a lot of it's, you know, personal equipment that we've all joined together to create a larger network, so it doesn't really track you. The system doesn't track you. Your radio, the repeater's beacon, and the radio hears that, and it selects the best frequency to be on. But I'm just pulling in the yard here, so I'm going to say 7-3, and maybe we'll chat again soon. KBNF-WR.
You, I appreciate the time you spend with me. KC8MXG, clear and monitoring.
NABDW, monitoring. NABDW.
VIC. This is KE8EWB.